Wake Up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Last I heard, here in Australia, we were going to get the COVID-19 jabs, or they're going to start getting rolled out, I think late Feb, around March-ish, early March. But still, 1 in 10 Australians are saying they will not get it. They don't believe it's ready yet, or they just don't trust it. It's going to inject microchips into them or whatever.
Yeah, I did see that. How would you go? Would you get it if it's...
If it means, like, getting things, you know, back to normal quicker, then, yeah, I'm quite happy to get it. You get, you know, vaccinated when you travel overseas to certain destinations. When we went to Cambodia and Vietnam, we had to get vaccinated against certain diseases, so...
Yeah, the way I see it, I put worse things in my body usually on a Friday and a Saturday night, so
there you go.
Whatever, yeah.
It's just a regular week for Hutsy. Over in the UK, it's a similar situation. A lot of Brits don't want to get the jab, and so they've enlisted the help of some well-known people to sort of say, hey, look, they're doing it, maybe you should too. And amongst the most well-known people in the UK, hell, even the world, are the royals.
The monarch and Prince Philip were given their COVID jabs by a royal household doctor at Windsor Castle. At ages 94 and 99, they join more than 1.5 million other Britons who've had their first dose.
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth and hubby Philip got the jab, got the COVID-19 vaccine. And as you heard, they had the doctor come to Windsor Castle because obviously they weren't going to trust Philip to drive them there. So it's easy to get the doctor to come to them.
Yeah, that was after they had the iron just to smooth out the skin.
Smooth
just to
out
be able
the wrinkles
to
a little bit.
The, yeah.
I mean, yeah, she's 94. Prince Philip is 99 years old. I would imagine administering a needle to him is kind of like when Mr. Burns gets the needle on The Simpsons. It's like,
well, isn't that odd? It's like poking through meringue.
No, try this arm. I saw some blood in there the other day.
But both of them are well, and they've both had the vaccine now, so that's good.
So you said he's 99. Does that mean she writes a letter to him when he turns 100?
That's what I often wonder. Is she just going to, like, easy wake up on his 100th birthday and there's, like, a little letter waiting on his pillow for him? Oh, thanks, dear. I really appreciate that. So they're hoping that by, you know, seeing Elizabeth and you know, yeah. His Highness. I have no idea how it works. That will encourage others, you know, to take up the vaccination when it becomes available to them. When it comes to the other royals, though, I'm not sure when they're going to get the jab, although apparently the Queen has opted not only to get Prince Andrew vaccinated, but also to get him de-sexed and microchipped as well, so... See how that goes.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
How's your schedule looking in a couple of weeks? Are you right to help me move a couple of things for a couple of streets away? Busy that day?
Sure, yeah, I think so.
So I haven't even given you a date yet, and you said you're already busy.
Yeah, look, I'm a busy guy. A lot of business being done.
I'll tell you what, moving is just not fun whatsoever.
No.
Like that's, if you need any motivation to actually finally, you know, decide on purchasing a house, I think it's when you work in radio and you move all around the country.
Yeah, packing all your stuff into boxes and then having to just do the same thing but in a backwards way once you get to where you're going, it just seems so pointless to me. And then, like, and then having to clean up a place you're no longer going to live in. That's the worst part of all.
It is.
Having to dust, like, every single inch of the house and you're like... Who invented dust? When did dust start up?
And you always overcompensate on what you need to do. Like every time you've got a house inspection of that house, you always do so much extra on what you have to do. And they walk in for like 2 seconds and go, yep, there's no holes in the wall.
Yeah.
The place is looking fine.
That's right. Nothing's on fire.
Yeah. But trying to get ahead of the move, we've actually been approved for a new place. So we're only took a couple of days, which was fantastic. Obviously, now comes the part where you're packing things up and realizing how much crap you've got you know, laying around. For me, I always get in trouble with the missus for having all these extra clothes. I think we did a phoner topic on it probably late last year about all the extra clothes that I've got of like sports teams and stuff that I've played in that I refuse to throw out. It looks like now there's something else that's it's become very apparent that I refuse to throw out as well, and
that's
old video games consoles.
Oh, right.
Where do you sit on the fence with this one? Are you like, would you keep them or throw them out?
I sold all my old consoles, like my old N64 and Nintendo 64 and things like that. Yeah, if I don't play them, it's like they're just
clutter. You don't miss them?
No.
Not really? I suppose there's lots of emulators around now.
Yeah, true.
Well, as it turns out, you know, there's always arguments that break out when it's all of a sudden you're like, all right, we need to move. We don't want to have as much crap around as possible. It needs to be a bit of a give and take as to what stuff is going to the brand new house. And it turns out I've got like a PlayStation 2, which is in the spare room. I don't think I've played this in years. I'm very fond of this PlayStation 2, but as it turns out, maybe I've gone a bit overboard when it comes to games on the PlayStation 2.
How many games do you have?
Have a guess.
I'm going to say like 50.
80.
Wow, okay. Quite a collection you have there, you don't play any of them.
No, I don't play. I might.
So why are you
holding
on to them? Is it the nostalgia? Is that what it is?
I think it is, and it's just the tight ass in me that doesn't want to part with these games, because I actually bought the majority of these games when PlayStation 3 was well established and PlayStation 4 was going to come out. So then all of a sudden you got the EB Games and the game stores. They're like, all right, PlayStation 2 games, $1, $2. They just want to get rid of them. And I just went on some sort of frenzy one afternoon and just bought all these random games, even though I've probably played about 10 of those.
I was going to say, how many of the 80 did you play? 10?
Maybe something like that.
So in the back of your mind, are you like, you know, sort of living with this fantasy that you are going to one day have the time to go back and play like those the remaining 70 games from a console that came out, what, 15 years ago or something?
Maybe they'll appreciate in value. Maybe the $2 game will be worth like $8 in a couple of years. But what I'm trying to claim on my defense, because it's like, you know, when you get these parts of your relationship, you need to have like a good offense and a good defense. I'm claiming that basically these are antiques. You know, as far as I'm concerned, these are antiques. Right. These are things that the treasures that I hold near and dear to me. I don't know if the same thing's going to work, that defense when she finds all the magazines under the bed. I don't know if I can claim those as antiques. God. Probably not as much luck as the PlayStation games, but when you speak of me, speak well. That's all I can say.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Remember that movie from way back in the early 90s, Falling Down? It had Michael Douglas in it. And this guy just went into a complete meltdown, mainly because he went into his local fast food burger restaurant and he wanted breakfast, and it was a couple of minutes past when they stopped serving it, and next minute...
I don't want lunch. I want breakfast.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm really sorry too.
Get a gun!
Yeah, Michael Douglas just goes ape crap.
I know the word you want to say. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I used to love watching that movie when I was a little bit younger. Probably saw it before I should have seen it. I didn't actually realize it had Thriller on the little tag on the corner. Maybe they used to have on the corner of the VHS. It used to have what kind of movie it was. It had a drama or a thriller. Yeah. I thought it was a comedy because I thought it was hilarious when I was watching it. Yeah, apparently it's not.
Well, obviously Michael Douglas loses his temper in that movie at the fast food restaurant staff. And one guy in Kellyville in Sydney's West has had a similar situation. Saturday night around 8 p.m, this guy's been caught on video. He came in, went into his Macca's at Kellyville, and ordered a meal, and the staff said, that's fine, can we just get you to scan the QR code?
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
They're being COVID safe, mm-hmm. They're doing the right thing. For some reason, this guy, who's got this big Mario-looking mustache and wearing a white polo shirt and black shorts, he's just flipped out, just gone full Michael Douglas at the staff there, and pushed the cash register off the counter onto the ground.
That's amazing, because usually if that's me going to McDonald's, I end up going for the drive-thru because I'm too lazy. So he's gone to the effort to walk in the shop anyway. Yeah. It'd take literally like one extra second.
It's not cool. Like, you know, abusing staff like that just because they want you to scan the QR code. Like, yes, if they don't have any more toys for the McHappy Meals, then you can flip out. That's when you go full Douglas. But, so obviously police are really keen to chat to this guy. Obviously he's got a short fuse. I mean, it's just the way it is now. Get used to scanning in the QR codes. We had to do it the other night. We went out for dinner and we had to scan the code. And look, admittedly, sometimes it doesn't want to cooperate and you're standing there waiting and you're like, okay, I'm trying to get reception. You're walking around waving your phone in the air trying to get a few bars.
Yeah, I was recently at Sapphire Marketplace just a couple of days ago, and then there's actually the QR code thing next to the elevators upstairs with the car park. Before you even get in the centre, you basically tap on, so to speak, and then when you leave, you actually... and journey sort of a thing to tell, you know, people the hours you're actually there or the time you're there, so they know from this time to this time.
There you go. Well, the coppers, I'm sure, will catch up with this guy down the track, and I'm sure he won't have to check in. When it comes to prison, they'll be able to do that for him, so no QR code required.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.